Welcome to the Work the System podcast, where we help entrepreneurs make more and work less using systems. And I'm your host, Josh Fonger. Today, we have a special guest. We have Marisa Murgatroyd. Marisa is the founder of Live Your Message and the creator of Experience Product Masterclass, where she helps people who teach online programs get better results for their students faster. She's here today to just share some nuggets of wisdom. So Marisa, glad to have you on the show.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
So why don't you give us the backstory? How did you become an expert in making these products and making these experiences? Tell us the story.
All right, for sure. So it goes back to one very specific day. And I remember when my husband, Murray, popped the question. We were actually hiking to the Hollywood sign in Los Angeles when he popped the question. And it's not the question that you think he asked. He asked, you know, Marisa, why don't you consider creating an online program? And instantaneously, I thought, what would anyone possibly want to learn from me? Followed very quickly by, you know, what would I even create a product on, right? And, you know, eventually I got over it. And it's so ironic that we're hiking to the Hollywood sign because that's this icon of fame and fortune. And inside, I felt like I was just so far away from having that kind of success. I had maxed out in my service-based business. I had a web design agency and a branding agency. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my husband, well, he was my fiance at the time, thought that if I went to doing online programs, that I'd have more time available to spend with him, right? Mm-hmm. So that was his master plan, get me doing products so then I could leverage my time and then I could spend more time with him. Mm-hmm. And eventually I got over all the fear of why would someone want to learn from me and what could I even do, and created my very first product. But my first product sold zip, zilch, zero. So I did what any self-respecting entrepreneur would do. I basically created another product. And this product did a little bit better. I sold it over the course of 3 years, and maybe I made $100,000 over 3 years, which is not terrible, but it's not great either. Mm-hmm. But I had a different problem. I was noticing that a lot of the people who bought my program didn't fully engage with it and did not complete the program. Mm-hmm. And I remember after watching this and getting so frustrated because I was in this to really change people's lives. And I went up to a colleague of mine and said, are you seeing the same things? Are people basically buying your program and not completing them? And what she said next kind of changed everything for me and set me on this path. She said, Marisa, maybe some people just aren't meant to succeed. Mm-hmm. You see, I believe that everyone's meant to succeed, and given the right training and the right education and the right circumstances, that anyone can succeed. So I basically set about on a mission to see how I could make, you know, engagement and results become the norm in online education instead of the exception, because a lot of people don't know the dirty secret in the online education world is that 97% of people don't complete programs and don't get results from them. So I basically set about studying, you know, how could I get people just so excited about, you know, achieving their greatest goals in life and overcoming their greatest challenges? And how can I create a game they can essentially win? How can I stack the odds in their favor? And that's been my obsession ever since.
What's the secret? Or maybe there's more to it than just one thing, but was it a multiple things, multiple angles? But what'd you learn?
Yeah, so I basically had been experimenting with different ways to design courses for a long time, and something shifted in the summer of 2016. And my guess is you probably don't know what happened in the summer of 2016 because it's a footnote in the history books at this point in time. But Pokemon Go came out and had this $200 million first month, and just people were obsessed with this game all over the world. And I saw this particular video clip of basically grown adults double parking their cars in the street, getting out and chasing these little virtual Pokemon, you know, on their phones. And there were stampedes of people, like thousands of people pouring through Central Park. And I just had this image of what if I could get people so excited about overcoming their greatest challenges and achieving their biggest goals in life that they were literally running through the streets to do it. Mm-hmm. And so I looked at where in the world are people focusing their time and their attention? Mm-hmm. And of course, that led me to the world of apps and games, but it also led me to the world of psychology of motivation and adult learning theory and just user experience and good old-fashioned curriculum design. Mm-hmm. We're looking at what makes us tick as humans and what makes us get excited and engaged and what makes us give up, get frustrated, and walk away. So I started to experiment with all of these different things and landed on 10 core experiences that when you stack them in your programs, you create what I call experience escalation, which is the unstoppable momentum people feel when they're moving towards their goals and expectations, actually realizing them each step of the way. So they want to continue. They get hooked on taking action, getting results, and ultimately buying from you over and over again. And when you stack these experiences together, you can get anywhere from 10 to 30 times the engagement and results for your students than the standard traditional information product that sends people down what I call the downward death spiral, which is a series of usually not intended by the product creator, small negative experiences that stack together to basically create overwhelm and frustration and procrastination. So there's 10 things you want to do and 10 things you want to avoid, which are basically the opposite of what you want to do. And I discovered those and I'm happy to share a few of these with you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm all ears. Let's go for it.
All right, well, let's start from the top. Mm-hmm. And for the system people on the line, you're going to love this one because it simplifies product creation in a very big way. So the very first thing that you want to do is create what I call a product mission. And now this isn't the same thing as a personal mission, like what you are devoted to. It's essentially what your customer is going to do, be, feel, have, overcome, or achieve through your product. And it has to be so clear and specific that it's undeniable whether someone's crossed the finish line, the mission accomplished or not. It's like a binary state. They've either done it or they haven't done it. So I give people a very specific template that I call the mission possible template. And you may recognize this. Mm-hmm. It goes like this. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is blank. So for our signature Experience Product Masterclass, where we teach people how to do this, it's your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to design, market, and make $2,000 or a whole lot more from an experience product in 10 weeks or less. Mm-hmm. So you instantly know what you're going to do, how long it's going to take you, and what essentially when you've achieved the goal, the end state. And the reason why that's so effective is that you can take out anything that you are planning to put in your program that does not get someone to mission accomplished. And what you've got to understand is that what you want to deliver and sell as a product creator is not necessarily what people want to receive. They're not interested just in your topic area in general. They don't want to just learn about the subject or learn a specific skill. They want to learn how they can get a result from what it is that they're doing in your program. So it's super important to kind of focus people on getting a result through your product. And when you use this template, it shifts you from the perspective of what you want to offer to putting yourself in the shoes of your customer and what they're going to be doing and experiencing through your program. And that changes the game. So not only does it simplify product creation for you, but it allows you to do things like wrap a guarantee around your product. So for example, because I want people to make back in pretty much all of my products as much as they spend, as much as they invest, mm-hmm. we have a no risk guarantee that if you don't make your investment back in the program, $2,000, we'll make up the difference as long as you've done the work and you can show you've done the work. So if you make $1,000, I'll write you a check for $1,000 because you have not made your money back in the program. And of course, our goal, like $2,000 doesn't sound like a lot, mm-hmm. but our goal is really to help our customers expand their earning capacity so they can put $2,000 in their pocket anytime they want to. And then it starts to be a lot more interesting. But can you see the difference that having a really clear, focused mission makes for your program? Because otherwise, you're doing what I call serving too many masters. That's the opposite downward death spiral goal, like experience where your program tries to do all things to all people. And my very first program did that, which is why nobody was completing it. Basically, I had a program with 6 modules where every module could be its own program, right?
I know exactly what you mean. So what did you do with that product that had every single module known to man created? Did you just throw that product away or did you end up
taking it away? Okay. I threw it away.
That one got recycled.
Yep. That's version 1.0. And it actually brings up a really good point because I never would have made the current product lines that I'm currently offering if I had not made that product line first. And now I've got 3 7-figure-a-year product lines. Mm-hmm. And I started with this program that made $100,000 over 3 years. Mm-hmm. But I always like to tell people that a lot of times, what if your blockbuster hit program was not the first product you ever created? What if it was the third product? Would you be willing to do a first product and a second product to get to a third product that would be that blockbuster hit product? Because mm-hmm. so many people try to put everything in their very first product. It's one of the most common mistakes that I see. They make the kitchen sink product that isn't good for their business because people don't progress and ascend with them. And it's ultimately not good for their customers because most people can't handle that amount of information. I call that the thud factor. And it used to be a thing where people advise that you create a program with thud factor, which is basically the sound of a lot of information hitting your doorstep. And I came to realize that the thud factor is really the sound of people's hopes and dreams collapsing on the floor in despair.
Well, I totally agree. I see a lot of people release products and it's a product plus a bonus, plus another bonus, plus a side bonus. And you got like 10 products stacked together. And like you said, most people don't even finish one product. So that's very interesting. So you built all this up. There's so many different directions I could go with this. So what do you do in your product, the ones that are working really well right now? You have your three products that are working well. What do you do to keep people engaged to actually complete those? Is it about being simple or being short or being engaging?
It's really about stacking these 10 core principles.
Okay.
And let me talk about two more that really impact engagement. So principle number 9 is what I call unstoppable momentum. Okay. And principle number 4 is constant wins. And unstoppable momentum is different from the start and stop pattern most people get to in courses. Mm-hmm. And constant wins is different from the chasing their tail experience that a lot of people have, you know, in programs where they're doing a lot of work, but they never really get the reward, right? Mm-hmm. When you think about unstoppable momentum, it's really about how do you ramp people up through small, simple actions leading to small, simple wins into larger and larger actions and bigger wins. Mm-hmm. Because the truth is that the reason most people get frustrated and stuck is that they're not feeling like they're winning. They're not making progress. They're not moving forward. Mm-hmm. But the other biggest reason that people stop is they don't believe they can get the outcome. So your goal as a product creator is to structure your program in a way that starts with something that's super accessible, but then gradually ramps them up into things that are more challenging because you can't avoid a challenge. You can't avoid, you know, difficult things, especially if you're having anyone achieve anything worthwhile through your program. Mm-hmm. But you can kind of give them enough momentum so by the time they hit the challenging bits, they've got enough momentum to carry them through. Mm-hmm. So what's often common in programs is people start with either the most boring stuff or the most challenging stuff. Mm-hmm. So for example, I had a person who was helping basically musicians mm-hmm. in their program get their music published in television shows, mm-hmm. right? And the very first thing they had people do was submit all the legal paperwork to get registered by these different agencies, which is like, you know, shoot me now. That's like the most boring thing you could have people do. Uh-huh. So the thing is you don't want to fall into the how hole like that until people have a clear, compelling why and vision for what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And so what I recommended they do is change that first training from doing all of this paperwork to become eligible to get on these shows to say creating their hit list of say their dream 50 list of the 50 television or even 10, the dream 10 list of the 10 shows that if they got in one of these shows, they would consider their whole participation in this program a massive success. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, not just tell them to come up with their own hit list, but actually give them resource docs. So you might say, if you are in electronica, these are the top, you know, 30 television shows for this kind of music. You know, if you're in pop, these are the top 30 shows for this kind of music. So all they really have to do is like pick and choose from resources that you've already created. Now, what that does as a very first training is very different than submitting all this legal paperwork to become eligible and to be listed. Mm-hmm. Is it creates a powerful vision for what success can look like. So success is, say, getting on one major TV show, and they've created their hit list of 10 or 20 shows right then and there. So they already know what they're going after. So then if, you know, a few trainings down the line, they actually have to submit this legal paperwork, there's a vision for why they're doing it. It doesn't just feel like busy work or boring stuff that they have to do and slog through. It's like, oh, wow, okay, this is the next step for getting this outcome. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times people end up structuring programs in a linear fashion, which is linearly what the process looks like. Mm-hmm. I structure programs from a motivational standpoint. Mm-hmm. How do I motivate people and give them momentum so they can be ramping up their, you know, acceleration in the program, but also ramping up their wins and ramping up their self-confidence so I can, you know, get them into those challenging bits.
Oh, I love that. And so It's counterintuitive, or at least it's not intuitive at all to me, because most of my things are linear. But how about you think in terms of a motivational plan to get there, knowing that's a critical element? I've got a different kind of question to go, kind of backtrack. So you're building a product. What about building a market first, or listening to your market first? Do you think that at first you need to actually do research in your market and gather intel on them and grow it first? Or do you build a product first and then figure out how to find the market?
I think it's kind of a both and. I definitely think that a lot of people just build a product and assume there's a market. Mm-hmm. So I always recommend, I say that before you can make money while you sleep, first you've got to be able to make money while you're awake. So if you can't sell something to one person, you probably aren't going to be able to sell 100 or 1,000 using internet marketing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, internet marketing and online businesses are just businesses that use the internet to get clients and serve clients, right? Mm-hmm. So you still have to have very good business practices. And before you invest a lot of money in a big program, I recommend creating either a get started product, a beta product, or a minimum viable product mm-hmm. that allows you to test the market as you go and be in conversation both in the developmental stage and also in the marketing stage. Mm-hmm. And I also often recommend that people try to sell the product before they complete building it. So you can know not just whether someone's interested or say they're interested, but are they actually going to hand you cold hard cash, mm-hmm. right, for that product, right? Because a lot of times when you market your product, it allows you to get clear on what the product really delivers. Mm-hmm. Many people create their product before they've created their marketing. And so there's no clue as to how they're going to sell it or what the hook or the angle or the promise is for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so let's talk about, I mean, these are all questions that I have for my digital products. I think the rest of the audience will like this too. So let's say you have a product. It's been out there for a while. Are there some people who just are never going to finish it and there's just nothing you can do about it? Or do you believe there's actually a way to just get anybody to finish the product? Like, what has been your experience with people?
Yeah.
The personality types, or what do you look for a reason why they don't finish?
So you're probably not going to get to 100% unless you have a very small group. You know, okay. If you have a small group of 8 or 10, you know, you can get to 100%. But, you know, even then there might be someone who it's just not something they're as committed to as they thought they would. Mm-hmm. But I have found that you can get from 30 to 90% completion and results and engagement with people, right? That's a solid percentage, which is way more than the industry average of 3%. Of course, the exact number depends on the duration of the commitment. Mm-hmm. It depends on how big the commitment is in terms of, are you having them, you know, do something super easy, like sing in the shower? Or are you having them step on stage at the, you know, Radio City Music Hall, right? These are different levels of outcomes right. that are going to get a different percentage to the finish line. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah.
So the exact number depends on that.
What about for the traditional companies listening, the people who are the dentists or the orthodontists or the chiropractors? Is there, you know, in the future, should they be looking at creating digital products and services? Because I think you and I beforehand talked a little bit about how online is doing more things offline, offline companies are doing more things online. I mean, where do you see traditional companies in the future? Is that part of what they should do in their business model?
Well, I can't tell anyone what they should do, but I can speak to the potential of what's possible if you consider this model. Mm-hmm. So Forbes magazine believes that the online education market's going to be a $325 billion a year industry by the year 2025. It's already a $200 billion a year industry. So if you have something in your business that other people want to learn how to do, mm-hmm. and a lot of times it can be other business owners like you, then you may want to consider some kind of online training program. So I actually did work with a dentist couple, mm-hmm. Davina and Galen Dietrich. Mm-hmm. And they had created a very premier elite form of dentistry where they were actually replacing people's teeth. And it was like some resin thing and they were hand painting it. And it was basically, they had managed to figure out how to have one client, I think, a month or a week pay for their entire practice, where before they had to get 60 clients a week. Now they would need to get one client a week, or it might've even been one client a month, because these were $10,000 clients, right? Who were coming to them. So they decided to do a program around teaching other dentists how to kind of integrate this particular technique mm-hmm. into their practice. And during our EPM program, at the time, the program was only 8 weeks long. Now we've extended it to give people a little bit more time. They made $64,000 from this program. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as the program ended, immediately after, they made another $40,000, bringing their total in the program to over $100,000. And basically within 8 months of ending Experience Product Master class with us, they had done over $270,000. And prior to that, the only way they made money was by seeing patients in their dental clinic. And even though they had created a way to have this premium service, mm-hmm. an extra $270,000 a year is not a bad thing, correct?
Not bad when it's scalable. Yeah, that's awesome.
And not everybody's going to have that. Like these mm-hmm. results aren't necessarily something that everybody can do. Mm-hmm. But if you've got some kind of technique or secret sauce that you've developed, or just a system or a process. I mean, you're a systems guy around, say, lead generation. I've had people do this with chiropractors who really figured out chiropractic mm-hmm. marketing systems, for example, or dental marketing systems. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had people teach not necessarily, you know, the technique for doing chiropractic or dentistry like Devine and Galen, mm-hmm. but how do you create the lead flow? How do you create the upsells? All of these other things that you can do. And I had another woman who did bariatric care, I believe, and she did some crazy amount of money too in the program as well. So a lot of times traditional businesses can do even better than online businesses when they launch a product, in the sense that what they have to offer is so real and so proven over many decades.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I've worked with karate studios, dentists, doctors, surgeons, done the same thing. And it's a great model. And if you're watching this, you think that you should, I mean, you're the pro at it. So I think that's a great thing to look at. Now, let's see, a couple other quick questions. We're kind of running out of time here. So I wanted to ask you about this. Okay, so you have four stages of growth. I know I can see on your website here, four stages of business growth. What are those? And, you know, for the newer company, should they go for all four stages at once, or is there a certain sequence that makes the most sense for them?
Yeah, well, I'm a firm believer in the power of sequencing or doing the right thing at the right time in your business. And especially when it comes to online marketing and online business, a lot of people end up doing what I call authority level strategies when they're at the early stages of business. And it's how you end up struggling and wasting a lot of time and money spinning your wheels rather than getting results. Because an authority level strategy, it's appropriate for someone like me. I've got a mid 7-figure business, you know, in the online space already. But if you're just beginning trying to crack into online, an authority level business basically has multiple product lines and multiple marketing channels. This is where you start to see someone everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's a really hard thing to sustain if you're just getting started and maybe you've got a six figure practice somewhere else. To be able to afford that amount of marketing, it's just too much. Mm-hmm. So the four stages are what I call the blue sky stage of business growth. And this is actually the clarifying stage where you're trying to figure out what your business is all about. You're either not making any money or you're making less than $2,500 a month. Mm-hmm. And in this stage, this is where you should be talking to people incessantly and basically figuring out who you serve and what you do for them in collaboration with your actual prospects. Because mm-hmm. otherwise, you're sitting at home trying to figure it all out in your head. And that usually leads to delusional businesses, you know? And the second stage is what I call the call me stage. This is where many of those traditional businesses is probably already in. Mm-hmm. This is where you make money. It's called call me because you make money when you get on the phone with someone, right? Or they walk into your business. And usually you're serving people one-on-one. Mm-hmm. You know, the challenge with that is you can build a successful business. You can go into a seven or even multi 7-figure business and call me, but there's usually a limit to, mm-hmm. you know, how much growth you can experience because it's not leveraged and it's not scalable. And a lot of times people end up being in that e-myth kind of situation, right? Mm-hmm. All right. So next up, you've got the list build business. And the list build business is where you usually make money by getting someone on your email list and then marketing to them or some other kind of social media list. And this is where you have one to few or one to many programs. So they're leveraged and may even be scalable. So this is where you're really starting to have that signature product line that you could have multiple people going through at once. Sometimes I'll have up to 700 people going through one program at the same time, mm-hmm. right? And then you get to authority finally, which is where you have multiple, you know, product lines, integrated product suites, a lot of marketing channels where people are kind of coming to you 24/7, 365 days a year. You can serve them at any point that they come to you. So this is kind of the progression, especially when you're going into the online business space. Mm-hmm. The problem is that so many of the techniques are taught for the authority level business or the list build level. Mm-hmm. And if you're at Blue Sky or Call Me, those practices and marketing techniques may or may not work for you. So I teach people how to choose the right kind of product and the right kind of marketing campaigns mm-hmm. based on their stage of business, so they're more likely to have success right now versus in the future.
Yep. Yeah, you got to make money the whole way through. You can't do the authority thing and burn all your money up before you actually make some sales.
I call it the earn while you learn approach to building your business. So you're earning every step of the way rather than preparing to earn.
Yes, because a lot of companies don't quite make it there. Yeah. Have to get a job along the way. Well, hey, so before I let you go, what's one question I probably should have asked you, but I didn't, or one thing you want to leave the audience with before we sign off today?
Yeah, well, I'll leave them with one of my favorite quotes. And this is by the late, great motivational speaker, Zig Ziglar. And it's that you can have everything you want in life if you'll just help enough other people get what they want. And some people say, why is it so important to get more results for your students, your clients, your customers? But I believe that when you do, not only does your refund rate go down, mm-hmm. but your customer lifetime customer value goes way up. Your referrals goes way up. Your repeat customers go way up. And most importantly, your fulfillment and satisfaction from your business goes way up. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times the way to do that is actually through serving your clients and customers even better. And so many people say that the most important moment in a relationship with a customer is the moment they buy. And I actually believe it's the moment right after they buy. Mm-hmm. How do you start to fulfill on your promises and deliver on their expectations? That moment will make or break your business in terms of future sales, reputation, you name it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'd want to leave them with.
Yeah, definitely. Play a long game. I love it. So where can people find out more about you if they want information or they want to join one of your programs?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I've put together my viral product checklist, which is all 10 of the core experiences, and I've spoken about a few of them today, mm-hmm. along with the 10 things you want to avoid in your products if you don't want to send people down the downward death spiral. So if you want to figure out how to get, more sales, more repeat sales, and really kind of explode your customer lifetime value, then go to liveyourmessage.com/WTS. liveyourmessage.com/WTS, which stands for Work the System. So go there and you can grab the viral product checklist and, that'll put you on our email list and we'll let you know all about, how you can join us.
Perfect. Very good. We'll take her up on the offer, especially if you're making a product. Don't learn the hard way by doing it wrong for 5-10 years first. Learn from Marisa. And Marisa, I really appreciate you taking the time today to be on the podcast. And everybody listening to this or watching this, stay tuned. Next week, we're going to have another expert guest like Marisa or maybe one of my previous clients. And we're going to share with you how, a tool, technique, resource so you can make more and work less and gain that freedom in your business. And if you'd like to leave us a review, go to either podcast or any Facebook, YouTube, you name it, leave us a review and take an image of that and send it to info@workthesystem.com. We're giving away one of those books right there behind me, mailing that out to you once a week. So do that. Otherwise, thanks everybody. And we'll see you next week.